Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast with Jessica and Kristen. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. We are, we're sitting here on Saturday afternoon. It's 1:45 where I am in. Kristen is, and our guest today, is it 1:45?
Beer o'clock.
That was a beer opening.
Do you know it was amazing? So while we do this recording, whoever's speaking, the camera jumps to, and when Josh just opened his beer, it jumped to him. But our guests today don't have a webcam because they think it's 1994.
That's so Marty Rock.
So we're not releasing a video of today's episode. We're just releasing audio. So our guests today are Ryan and Josh, both members of the band Trashed Ambulance, who are / by way of Saskatchewan. Correct.
That's right.
Okay.
Red Deer specifically.
Red Deer. Okay. So welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
So Ryan is the drummer, and Josh, you are guitar lead vocals. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Amongst other things.
Okay.
Oh, what are the other things?
Yeah, what are the other things? Tell us.
I try to go topless as much as possible to, you know, get more appeal for the band.
Mm-hmm. Down with that.
That's about it.
Does it help? Does it work?
Not yet. We're still waiting.
We've considered that on our podcast, but... Then we're on a whole different.
Idea.
Then we're on
great
a whole
idea.
Different.
Try it.
We can't. We can't be on iTunes. We have to be on. We have to be on RedTube. So,
yeah. Actually, we'd probably get more followers though.
We would.
We would.
Do you know how hard we work with our shirts on?
I'd subscribe.
We work really fucking hard, and with shirts on. If we didn't have shirts on, things would be a lot easier.
We wouldn't have to work as hard.
I don't know. We're both moms. I don't think anybody would want to fucking watch
Yeah,
me.
That's true.
You know, there's a whole section for that on RedTube. Right?
There is. Oh, there is?
Yeah. We'd either be in the MILF section or I'd be in the, like, I have saggy mom boobs under my armpit.
Yeah. You know what's really
otherwise
sad?
Otherwise known as mature.
Well, exactly. Oh, my God. You know when I, exactly. So when I look at, when I hit RedTube on my phone to, you know,
this is
that,
amazing. This is amazing.
The first like suggested category that comes up is mature porn, and it's insulting.
Like, is it because that's like your search
history?
No,
I don't search for mature porn. That's the thing. I'm like, I search for like big boobs or something.
Do
I don't
you
know.
Really?
Well, yeah.
You know what is my suggested one all the time? Oh, fuck, my parents listen to this podcast.
Too
or
late.
They say, you know what? They say they do. They probably don't. They're probably just. RedTube for me the last time was massage. I got like a lot of massage.
Oh, I get a lot of massage too.
Those are hot.
Yeah. They
true
are.
Story. They're hot.
They are. Yeah. They are.
They are.
But I mean, who does? Oh, fuck. We're way off topic already. And it's noon.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Porn. I mean, what's better for a podcast than talking about porn?
But still, how many followers are we going to get with our shirts on?
None.
True.
None. Okay.
More now that you had us involved.
I think so. I think so.
Because we're bottomless right now. But you just can't see.
You can't see us either. There's a
you can't see our bottoms.
I often joke about on our podcast that I look really good from like the collarbone up, but people can't see like the granny panties and the jogging pants below. We're honest.
Jogging pants.
Mabel Syndrome is incredibly honest, if you haven't already realized it.
I'm actually wearing a dress today, Jess. Look at this.
I saw that. Look at
Woo-hoo.
You.
I know. How about that?
You look
she
really good
up for the Trashed Ambulance show.
She did. Why are you wearing a dress?
I was working.
Oh,
street.
You're fancy.
I know.
I put on like a fake bra for this podcast. It's not like a real bra. It's like
is it made out of a pineapple?
Coconuts.
Coconut, actually.
Is it a cute bra that really doesn't do anything?
Who wears a fucking pineapple bra? That's
that would hurt.
Is that on RedTube? I'm searching that. No, it's like
Can we ask like, the audience?
If they want.
If they know about pineapple bras?
Yeah, we'll hashtag
that. We'll do a Twitter poll and like one person will respond.
Yeah, that's done. I feel like I'm just hanging out in Josh's living room. Like, can we play video games now?
Sure.
Wait, do we know whose house you guys are at? Are you at Josh's house?
Yeah, we're actually in the Trash Ambulance headquarters here, Overserve Studios.
Nice.
Overserve. AKA your house?
Yes. My basement specifically.
I want a basement.
So what does it look like? Is it like set up for a practice space and then you have like merch in the corner or what?
It's two rooms. There's the jam room and then we're in the control room where the magic happens, all the auto-tune and
where the red tube goes down.
Red tube and where I replace all Ryan's parts with a robot.
Okay, I have to say right now, it's funny. Okay,
we are a band. I know people might not know that because we haven't really...
We haven't really got to that yet.
Haven't done a very good job of introducing.
Can I just say that? So you guys are our. Am I slurring?
No.
Have another shot.
Have another vodka cider there, drunkie.
Have another cider. Okay, because you guys are the first Canadians we've ever had on the show.
Woo!
Which is exciting for me, and Kristen. Right, Kristen?
She's making a fart smell face right now. Folks at home.
Like, probably because she farted. But you guys, I feel it's funny talking to you guys because I feel like there's like a Canadian thing. And so I grew up in a super small town with lots of like loggers and fishermen and all the boys, like half the guys that I grew up with, and they're all up in Fort Mac now, like that kind of thing. You guys sound like those kind of people.
Like the Fort Mac guys?
Well, like...
Or the small town guys?
Small town.
Yeah, I was from a small logging town myself, actually.
Were you? How many people were in your hometown?
I think there's about 2,000 when I was growing up, but way less now.
Yes.
Less now because of the logging industry?
Yeah. The mills closed down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people moved to Fort Mac. Shit, it's all lining up.
See, my town was about 5,000 growing up, and they're about 4,000 now.
Shit. Where are you from?
I'm from Port Hardy, which is on the far north end of Vancouver Island.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So Josh and Ryan, did you guys grow up together?
Well, Ryan's actually 10 years older than me.
Whoa, wait.
Oh, I want to know. Okay.
How old are you guys?
He was growing up. Ryan, do you want to say?
Ryan, how old are you?
Oh, we forgot to say that was off limits.
No, because
I just turned 31 on April 13th.
That's Josh and Josh is 40. Yeah.
Josh is an Aries.
That's true.
Wait, Josh is 31 and Ryan is what?
40.
Oh, okay. That's my age.
Nice.
Yeah.
We're
the old ones in the group.
And I'm 30. I just turned 35 on the 17th.
Shit.
And which I'm not 40 yet. I'm only 39, but I'm
close. You're not 40.
I know.
Close to mature.
Dangerously close to mature.
Yeah. See, that's why I get that recommended
category soon.
But see, the cool thing about that though is like the 30 to 40 age range. We all grew up with the same music.
Mm-hmm.
So you grew up in punk rock in that 10-year span, we all can probably name our top 10 favorite bands. And they're probably all the same. They're all going to overlap, right? For the most part. Except Kristen has a more... Kristen and I, we agree on half. And she's a little bit more... You're a little bit more adventurous than I am, I feel like. Last night when we played Marry, Fuck, Kill, I did choose to marry Danzig.
Who was the other ones?
I chose to...
It was
Danzig and then Pennywise guy.
Jim Lindbergh,
I chose to fuck. And who was the guy I chose? Who did I choose to kill? I can't remember, but we play Mary Fuck Kill on the show every once in a while.
I actually wrote one up for them for later.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk about your band.
Yeah. So Ryan is a little bit older. Yeah, I know, right? Ryan's a little bit older, but you guys did kind of grow up together or not?
No, he's from Saskatoon. Well, you can talk about that. Right?
Right. Yeah, I'm from Saskatoon. Josh is from a smaller town in Saskatchewan, but we unfortunately didn't meet until, I guess, 2014, right?
That's what the shirt says.
That's what the shirt says.
Trash Diamond's boring since 2014.
Well, how did you guys meet?
Oh, God, here we go.
It was on Man Seeking Man page on Kijiji.
It's not Grindr?
Craigslist.
On the dark web.
So you met on the dark web and then decided to make a punk rock band.
No, I mean, I played in bands all the time here in Red Deer, and he probably crossed paths and didn't know it before, but then we just put up an ad. I was jamming with some guys who didn't have a drummer. He showed up and he tried to warn us that he didn't know how to play drums, but I was like, ah, whatever, come and try out. And now I'm stuck with him.
So are you guys the two original
and
founding
I still
members
don't know
then?
How to play drums.
Like, do you have other rotating members that have come and gone, but are you
rotating
guys...
Rotating members, here we go.
Are you guys...
some swollen members involved.
Are you guys the two originals?
We're the OGs, yes.
Okay. All right. So that makes sense. That's good. So you've been a band since 2014. And if, in case we haven't mentioned it, Trashed Ambulance is the name. Because I feel like we've gone off topic quite a bit. Yeah. So you guys have been a band since 2014. And you just are about to release your second EP. It hasn't come out yet, right? May?
May 20th.
May 20th.
19th, whatever the Friday is.
Yeah.
Okay, so A Dime for...
Friday is on the 20th.
A Dime for Every Time is your new EP that's coming out. I couldn't see, but like Blurry Thoughts was...
Full length last year. That one, yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Full length last year.
We don't mention that one, though.
Because...
Well, because we recorded here at Overserved Studios.
Just a little plug.
And we were new to playing and new to, well, we weren't new to playing, but we're new to recording and I don't know, it just kind of sucks. We're not stoked on it.
But do you know what? Like, it's funny.
I just have to say this. The songs are fucking badass. We just necessarily didn't do as good of a job as we would have liked. So we've done some re-releasing, remixing as well for some of those songs that we love. So, but nonetheless, yeah, it was great for me because that was the first time I ever put any music down on a CD. So it was super epic. But, yeah, after listening to it for 2 years, 3 years now, A Dime for Every Time is definitely better.
See, it's funny because every band has an album like that. Like, I know the Face to Face guys, how they feel about Big Choice. They're like, we didn't feel good. The recording sucked.
Really? You know? That's the one they don't like?
Right?
Oh, bang, bang.
In terms of it being...
Fucking Trevor.
in terms of it being a perfection, that's like, it kind of blows them away a little bit that was the one that people gravitate to the most.
It's one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Everybody's favorite. Yeah. So who recorded with you guys on A Dime for Every Time was Josh, Ryan, and who else?
We had Sean playing bass. He's still in the band. He's a new
recruit. Believe it or not.
New recruit, yeah. He survived the fucking killing fields. And our buddy Ozone, was playing second guitar on it. He's in another band with me. He's about to have a kid. He can't commit to being in two bands. So
okay, so who's
so
your,
he kicked him the fuck out.
who's second guitar now? Who's your second guitar player?
We're in limbo right now. We've got a couple guys.
That's cool.
Nothing official. We can't let the cat out of the bag yet, but it's looking all right.
So you guys have opened up for a number of pretty serious bands.
Fuck yeah, we have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Biggest one that you feel like what's your biggest, like, I'm a fan of punk rock and I can't believe we're on the stage opening for these guys.
I'd say Face to Face was the one.
Yeah. And it wasn't just Face to Face either. It was Face to Face in Belvedere, and we fucking love Belvedere from Calgary. So yeah, it was Face to Face in Belvedere. That was the biggest show for sure. Sold out here in Red Deer. It was great.
Yeah. We felt like we were not worthy.
Yeah, definitely.
Albertans love Face to Face. They do.
Everybody loves Face to Face.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Mm-hmm. Were you kind of starstruck a little bit? Like,
Nah, not really.
Liars. We're
fucking trash motherfucking ambulance.
You guys are lying.
We just didn't want to suck.
Yeah, we didn't want to suck.
That's and did you suck or were you good? Were you good?
People told us we were good. I don't know. I didn't think it was our best performance. But
do you ever have a performance where you're like, wow, that was the best and I feel like it was perfect? Do you ever feel like that as a musician?
Oh, not perfect, but like we just opened for Real McKenzie's. When was that? Mm-hmm. A couple days after St. Pie's Day. And we all felt really good after that. So
it was a great show. Absolutely great show.
See, I feel like we do podcasts and then I'm like, motherfucker.
Talk about the sound check. Talk about the sound check.
For the Real McKenzie's or face to face?
Yeah, for the Real McKenzie's. So when we got to the bar, of course, we're there early to do sound check. Like, really, we're fucking doing sound check here. But anyway, so we get up on there and there's nobody there except for the Isotopes and the Real Max sitting there watching us do sound check. And it was like, holy fuck, this is terrible. And then they all got up and clapped. It was great. Okay, they didn't stand and clap, but they clapped.
I think it was like a half enthusiastic.
Yeah.
They didn't hate it. That's what we're getting at.
Yeah. They didn't hate it. Like, okay, so.
These guys suck, but make them feel good. There you go. Nice job, boys.
So growing up, small town Canadian boys, who were you listening to that made you want to get into punk rock?
For me, this is Josh.
Yeah.
My brother bought me Survival of the Fattest when I was in like grade 5. And it changed my life.
Yep.
Fucking wicked album to this day.
It's still in my car.
Because before that, I think the first Adventures album, I think I bought Life is Peachy by Korn. It doesn't really compare. It doesn't stand the test of time.
So how did you get Survival of the Fattest? Like, did somebody give it to you? Did you hear someone else?
My brother gave it to me for Christmas, and I didn't know what it was. Because I'd heard Punkorama a bit, because he had it.
Uh-huh.
My older brother was like 6 years older than me. And I didn't know what it was. I'm just like, oh, thanks. He's like, you don't know what this is? And once I put it in, I'm like, holy shit, this is good. But yeah, I didn't know. But yeah, it opened up new doors for sure. What about you, RB?
For me,
I just say that Ryan has a Pearl Jam tattoo?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam is one of the most amazing bands live. So
I've got a pretty vast, wide range of music that I listen to, like hip hop and metal and everything. So, but like as far as punk rock goes, I remember it very clearly. Josh was about 2. I had already had a fucking child, but
not even lying.
And I'm not lying. I have a 25-year-old daughter.
Wow, and you're 40. Cool.
Okay, she's 24.
Starting young.
She's 25 in June. Anyway, yeah, it was literally February 14th, 1991, Valentine's Day. I seen the Smalls, and that was the Smalls and the Hanson Brothers, actually. And it was my first punk rock show, and like the Hanson Brothers play, and they're killing it or whatever. Everybody's kind of doing their thing, and I'm like, kind of a preppy wannabe, kind of. I don't really know what the fuck's going on. And then when the Smalls started playing, like tables started flying, chairs started flying, everybody goes to the mosh pit. And I'm like, this is where I fucking belong.
That's amazing.
And that was it. That was, and it odd that it would be the Smalls, but yeah, it was literally the Smalls that did it for me.
I was going to ask Kristen, you know what?
I don't know the Smalls.
Jessica probably does.
Yeah.
You do?
I don't listen to them, though.
I strongly recommend, if you want to check them out anyway, go check out the To Each His Own album. It's just great.
Yeah. I'm writing it down right now.
That dude is a country music star now, Cor Blund.
Yeah.
I love that everybody answers that question differently. Like, everybody answers
Everyone has a clear story about the first time they heard punk first, and how they were introduced to it.
First band you heard, Kristen.
Oh,
first punk band that you're like, holy fuck.
Gosh, I don't know. It was like a group. It was like NoFX, Goldfinger, Face to Face, Green Day, all that. Like, in
I remember three. I went to summer camp, some like random summer camp, and a girl gave me a Green Day mixtape. But it didn't really register with me, but I do remember a boy when I was in like grade 8, maybe. And he gave me a tape, and one side was Screeching Weasel and the other side was Face to Face. And I was like, done. done. This is
I miss tapes. I just caught the tail end of that.
Oh,
the 80.
Are you kidding me? How old? You're not. What year were you born?
1986.
Oh, fuck.
But I mean, you know, yeah, like I used to make mixtapes all the time, and then we were burning CDs with shit we stole off Napster.
Do you know, like 2 years ago, so can I tell a story about myself? Am I allowed to talk?
Of course.
Okay. So 2 years, I'm one of the administrators of the Face-to-Face fan club, and we...
Oh, you're the one who shoots all them Instagram messages at me.
Is that... No, there's a different person. There's three of us, but I'm one of them. Anyway, so we, a few years ago when the fan club had way less members, we did a CD swap, and like 20 of us joined in, and 20 of us made a mix CD, and we mailed it to 20 people, and all 20 people mailed, you know, so I got 20 mix CDs from 20 different people.
That's a fantastic idea.
And from, like, I'm not kidding, I got them from Brazil, Portugal, all over the United States, Canada. Like, it was crazy. And some people did, like, local bands. Some people did, like, mine was all super nostalgic music. And to be able to get 20 mix CDs and put them in my car and play them over and over and over again was just, like... It was amazing. It was the best idea ever. I loved it. Some of them sucked.
I really miss the days.
Some of them sucked.
Some of them sucked, but you know what? Like I learned about Gaslight Anthem. I learned about Dave House. I learned about...
Isn't it funny that you can just list off what you learned during that exercise, right? Like just those ones
totally.
That came with you and yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. Like, I feel like the art of a mixtape or even a mix CD is, I don't know, it's like somebody makes you a mixtape and that you put it in your car and you drive laps and laps and laps around your town listening to it. It's a nostalgic thing.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. I made them for my wife when we first started dating.
See,
I was just going to say, there's nothing more romantic than when a boy makes you a mixtape and like picks all the songs that he thinks you'll like, or that, you know, there's like a subliminal message in it or something like that.
Do kids still do that? Like,
I don't think so.
Really old.
We're just old.
They make Spotify playlists or something.
No.
Spotify.
I don't even think they do that.
No. I had somebody make me a Spotify playlist, not like a romantic one, but just like one.
Yeah.
But I think most kids just like Snapchat their balls.
Mm-hmm.
It's like kids. I know fucking 30-year-olds that do that.
And 40-year-olds.
Wait, so I really want to know who I'm talking to.
What's your Snapchat again?
We're not. Okay, wait, Kristen, hold up the camera.
I am.
Talk. Okay, so Josh has the red and black shirt. Who are you, Ryan?
He's the studly guy behind me. With a beard.
With a beard.
Oh, okay, cool.
You're a ginger.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, you're a ginger
beard.
What
have I done?
But a lot of guys have a ginger
beard.
You
want to see the rest? What's your Snapchat again?
Does the rug match the curtains?
Here's the thing. Does the rug match the curtains? Rarely ever in any human being does it.
100%.
Never.
It never matches?
Never. I mean, you're naturally a brunette, so you probably don't know.
No, I'm saying 100% it does.
Oh, wait.
Today I learned
things.
That's right. Is that Ryan saying that?
Yeah, Ryan's got the fire crotch, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Now we all know.
But 100% it does? No.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, Jess.
Just sponsored by Conair Shaving Equipment.
I disagree 100%. 100% it never matches.
How can you disagree with him? Yeah, he's telling you what is. And there's no video, so he can't prove it.
Okay, Ryan.
Oh God,
what's your Snapchat?
Ryan.
This is fire crotch.
Are you married?
I am not married.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I do have a girlfriend.
Okay, so.
She could validate it?
She doesn't need to fucking validate it. I'm telling you.
I know, but here's the thing. Any human being you've ever been exposed to naked, you're saying 100% of the time it always matches.
That's not what I'm saying. No. I'm saying in my particular case, I'm handsome.
Jessica, you said 100% of the time it doesn't match.
No,
Ryan is saying it does in his situation.
So 1% of the time he's saying.
Maybe.
He's a one percenter.
I think if you rewound it a little bit, you would hear me say 1%. I'm the 1% then.
Okay. All right. Again.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're a band.
We're a band.
We're a band.
See, so we've established that Ryan doesn't know how to play drums, but Josh, when did you learn to play
guitar?
How the
fuck did you know that already?
You said it.
I thought you were listening.
Josh outed you early on.
You thought I wasn't listening?
No, he's come a long way. He's earned his place.
Oh, okay. That's,
he's one of the only guys that didn't get kicked out yet. Just kidding. I'm a nice guy.
Your band sounds like chaos.
Yeah, we're just fucking disasters.
It's you're Canadian and you live in the middle of the country.
Have you even listened to us?
Yes.
That's the right response.
I just liked a bunch of your videos on YouTube.
Doofus?
Oh, thank you.
Did you watch Doofus? Or no, Metronome?
Metronome's the new one.
Metronome? Okay, I'm going to tell you. I watched video. Metronome and it made me really uncomfortable.
The Dancing Zebra?
No, the Dancing Zebra made me feel better.
The
actual metronome part at the very beginning.
Yeah, how do you think I felt when I had to play the drums to it?
No, it goes so fast and it gave me like this anxiety panic attack feeling.
Like seeing us live.
It did.
Somebody doesn't puke while they watch us, then it wasn't a good show.
It's a really good video. It is a really good video, but it made me uncomfortable. But I'm also a total weirdo. So.
Okay, it's not like the metronome flash for the whole fucking video.
No, but it started the tone of
the seizure about to happen.
It's intense.
Shark was right.
It's intense.
So what is the writing process like for you guys? Does Josh, do you write most of the songs?
Yeah, for this album, I did. We used to have another guy that wrote with us, and
we kicked him out.
I was just going to be more nice about it.
He didn't make it.
I was talking about Ozone. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, I usually, because I got Overserved Studios, TM, I'll just do a little fucking demo, and then I'll send it to the boys, and we learn them or not. We've tried to do the collaboration all together, and it's fine. It's just a waste of time. Like, we just argue, and we don't really get anywhere. So yeah. I just say, here's the song, and then everybody kind of adds their own flavor to it. Seems to work the best.
Somebody described that to us the other day as they have a main writer of the songs, and then the other guy in the band is the, quote, decorator.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair. I mean,
so like somebody writes a song and then the other person decorates it a little bit.
I mean, I'm not against people bringing other songs. Just Ryan doesn't bring songs to me. So, and like our bass player, Sean, me and him have another band on the go called Loser Points, and he's the dude in that band. So he's not worried about writing songs for trash.
What's the name of the band? Loser what?
Loser Points. It's a hockey reference.
Got it. Yeah.
But yeah, Sean's the head honcho of that one. So he doesn't mind just rolling in and slapping the bass for us.
So Josh, when did you learn guitar, Josh?
I'm trying to think. I was in grade 8. You want to grab me a beer too? We're going through beer like they're helpless critters here. But
Mabel syndrome has that effect on people.
I think I was 14. I got a bass. I think I bought mine, but I can't remember. No, I was a referee, and I saved up my money and bought a bass, a little pretend P bass. But mm-hmm. And then I ended up getting a guitar for Christmas, and kind of went towards that because I don't really like playing bass that much. So
why not?
Well, just by yourself, I guess bass isn't that fun.
Mm-hmm. If fun. I could learn any instrument, that's what it would be.
Oh.
But that's because I have zero musical talent.
I find that my arm gets sore playing the bass. I'm too weak. Sean's a big fitness guy. He's all huge and stuff. So
it takes a lot.
It is. The big fat strings, it's just a pain in the ass.
Oh, I love the big fat strings. Sorry.
I love those big girthy strings.
It's true though. I don't know. You know what? I find any person in punk rock, especially how fast shit goes. Like I watch punk rock drummers and I'm like, what? Like, I don't understand how you have two hands and 2 feet going at the same time. It's intense.
Yeah, I don't understand drums. I haven't really tried much.
But you know what? When I was just talking with Joey Cape the other day, and he was saying that he is really in awe of guitar players that can sing at the same time, because he described it as like, what is it? Patting your head and rubbing your stomach or whatever that is. He was like, I'm so in awe. He plays guitar, but he doesn't play guitar in Lagwagon. He just sings because.
Say, I've seen him playing guitar and singing.
Yeah, he can play guitar, but that's what I asked too. I was like, well, you play guitar with gimmies and stuff. And he was like, yeah, but that's just like rhythm, like just, you know, nothing big. He's like, I'm really in awe of dudes that can, you know, be the front of the band playing guitar and singing at the same time. So that's cool, right?
So you're saying that Joey Cape looks up to me.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, he mentioned Trash Ambulance by name.
Thanks, Joey.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He totally did. He was like, hey, tell those guys I'm going to just finish my cider.
So that's why Lagwagon sounds so much like us. They ripped off our sound.
Totally. You know, Joey Cape was on TV.
Not the other way around at all.
Oh my God, Kristen, I know what you're going to say.
Did you see that?
Joey Cape on TMZ?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
On TMZ?
Yeah.
Do you know? And you know what my favorite part of that was?
Okay, what happened?
Well, Joey Cape.
Anything very exciting. He was. They were all wearing their gimmies gear, and they were like lugging their equipment out of a show or something, or to a show. And the TMZ guy just, you know, how they yell out a question, and he said, "Joey, what's the craziest place you've ever passed out?" And he said, "In a trash compactor," and he got out just in the nick of time.
Holy shit.
And he almost died, passed out in a trash compactor.
That's a bad place.
Was he in Star Wars?
I don't get the reference.
Yeah, I don't either.
Star Wars, they get stuck in a trash compactor.
I know the part.
You ruined the joke by me having to explain it.
Well, no, I get it now. It's cool.
Never seen it. Never seen one episode.
No, it's Princess Leia and Chewbacca and Han Solo, and they're like, it's getting squishy.
Awkward.
It's getting squishy in here.
It was good. It was a good joke. It was a good joke.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah.
So, Kristen,
we haven't made it on TMZ yet.
I don't ever want to be on TMZ. Like,
it was really funny though to hear, what's that guy's name? Harvey Levin, right?
Yeah.
About Joey Cape. It was like, I don't know. Funny. It was just the whole room. You know how they all like sit in a big circle and all like laugh and add.
I'm a lawyer.
Yeah, they were like talking about Lagwagon and Joey Cape, and I was like, whoa, that's kind of weird.
Well, good for Joe.
Yeah, TMZ means you made it.
I don't ever want to make it if I'm on TMZ. Like, the fact that I'm on iTunes already makes me feel like I'm going to barf a little bit in my mouth.
I think we should aim to be on TMZ, Jess.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start with RedTube and work our way up.
That is not a difficult place to end up. Just saying.
Anywho.
We keep going back to RedTube. Okay, Kristen. Mm-hmm.
Got some pent-up sexual frustration here, or what's going on?
Wait, I've been home with a back injury for 3 days. Nothing is pent up.
That's fucking great.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica's mom.
You know what? Mom is cool. My mom is awesome. My mom will be like, yeah, I get it. That's my dad will cringe. and curl up inside himself.
Sorry, Dad.
Are you guys going to tour in support of the next album?
talk about our tour, Josh.
Yeah, we're in weekend warrior mode. We're doing I guess you could call it a tour because it's three shows
in a row.
In a whole row. Yeah, we're doing a cross Canada tour over the course of 7 months.
Whoa.
No, we're not. We're doing Innisfail, which is a little dumper town where Ryan lives, the one night, and then Saturday night we're doing Red Deer hometown, and then Sunday night it's Edmonton. Correct.
That's correct.
Edmonton Oilers.
So you guys have real jobs too, I imagine.
No, this pays the bills.
I wish.
#3 shows. Punk rock doesn't pay the bills. Trust me. No.
So what do you guys do?
What if we stop drinking so much?
Yeah.
I feel that.
What do we do?
Yeah.
I'm an electrician.
Oh, you pay the good bills.
I try to pay the good bills.
Okay, that was Josh, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Brian?
This sounds so nerdy, but I'm a quality assurance manager.
Which means?
It means...
For RedTube.
Means, yeah, for RedTube. Casting coach. It means that basically I'm a superhero. I prevent people from dying in the field, oil and gas industry.
Oh, I know people like that.
Yeah, so that's me. I'm a nerd.
That's impressive. That sounds way cooler than the actual job title.
Sounds like you make quality control assurance. But I mean, sounds like you make a lot more money than I do.
He's actually the jizz mopper at the local rub and tuck.
Yeah, quality control could mean that. Like, yeah,
that's a bad job. That's like
it is a job though.
So are you guys going to try to get more shows in support of the new album?
Kristen, I love that you keep bringing it back.
I'm trying.
Thanks, Kristen. What do we got? We're doing, we're doing punk rock bowling, but it's not what you think. It's Calgary's version of punk rock bowling.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so we're doing that. Who's playing that one? Like Forbidden Dimension, The Real Sickies. There's some bands from around here. They're pretty well known, so we're kind of stoked for that one. I don't know. Heading to Saskatoon in the summer.
Saskatoon.
Back to Rack.
It's going to be awesome.
Back to the motherland, so that should be a good show.
So does your full-time work interfere with like tagging on to another tour? Like if you had the opportunity to join face-to-face on tour on like a across the US tour or something.
I think we figured out if established band asked us, but just for us to go play a Tuesday in freaking Brandon, Manitoba for three people, we're kind of old. That doesn't
get nothing wrong with Brandon, Manitoba.
No, I like Brandon, but I mean, that was just a random town. Just,
yeah,
we understand we're not a draw really at this point. So we don't want to like,
waste but if you our had that I'd also opportunity. Wanna, like,
yeah. Like, we could probably figure it out if there was going to be an audience and it'd be worth it. I don't know.
See, well, that matters. That matters. Like being able to say like, okay, this came up, like fuck the daytime jobs.
Well, no, it'd be more like we would take a break. Couple weeks off and, you know.
I'm like all or nothing. Pay the bills, like, ever.
Fuck you.
Face to face asked you to play for 2 weeks. Fuck you, job.
We've made it. Beatles Syndrome makes it on TMZ and I'm like, fuck you all. Going. That's good.
So I don't understand that process, though. Do you have to, like, kind of shop yourself out to try to get, you know, gigs with bigger bands?
We'll let you know once we figure that out. We get to play, because Red Deer's a small, like 100,000 people here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
we're kind of, there's not a lot of punk rock bands going. So just when the bigger bands come through, we're usually the guys they call. So we say, mm-hmm. sure. But we are, I don't know if you can talk about it yet, but playing with a decently sized band in Calgary.
Okay, tell us.
Canada.
Better not talk about it.
Yeah. Tell us. Okay. Why not? But,
we're pretty stoked about it. It's a
big as in like Calgary big. Yeah. Not, I don't know. Like, Kristen probably wouldn't know.
Probably not.
Well, I probably don't know either.
Don't wait.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Too late. You can go back.
That was great.
Yeah, we'll hear back.
Kristen. So
the title for their thumbnail is going to be Trash Amulets opening for.
We're going to hashtag that throaty
clickbait, throw. Clickbait.
We got a big tour with Cough Noise coming up.
Awesome. Cough Noise. I got that joke.
That'd be a good band name.
Actually. It is, actually.
Well, I mean, we called our band Trashed Ambulance, so Cough Noise would be great.
Where did that name come from?
Yeah.
I wish there was a good story.
I can tell the story. So when Josh was a little boy, no, just kidding. Go ahead, Josh. Where'd it come from?
Oh, I was just sitting down. He used to be in a different band called Chimp Change, like in a different life. And me and the guitar player who actually started this band, and we're just trying to come out with names. We're just throwing words together, and Trashed Ambulance somehow stuck. He just loved the idea of a Trashed Ambulance for some reason. And now he's not even in the band anymore, but we're stuck with the name. Definitely a name people don't forget, though.
No, you don't forget that name. Huh, now that I'm thinking.
But you might say, what the fuck?
Right. It's an interesting name.
A few times, yeah, we've been on podcasts and you just hear like the DJ is like, fuck, that's an interesting name.
Yeah.
So you, Josh, you have a podcast.
I host one. I don't want to like say that it's mine. It's Punk Normal Activity.
Yeah, I've listened to
it. My boy Bruno.
Okay, so it's his podcast that you host?
Well, he started the blog and did all the hard work. All I did was get wasted and interview a band called Brutal Youth.
Okay.
In Red Deer when they were here all drunk. And I was like, what do I do with this? I'm too lazy to transcribe it.
And he's like, yeah, well, that's what happened.
Make a podcast and then bam.
Transcribing sucks.
Yeah, it sounded awful. I'm like, it's I don't want to do that. Worst.
Transcribing is probably like the least amazing thing.
I think there might be an app, but I just don't see how it could be good, especially when I was slurring words like I was. That was the day after the face-to-face
you
show.
Did, so you
I was
did
on a two-day
well.
Bender.
You oh, did well. Boy. That was a good interview. It was funny. That was podcast number one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
001.
Yeah.
What are we? What we're on like
11 or 12?
Well, we've so released.
You guys are pretty much right in the same.
We've released 11, but we've got about 7 recorded right now that we haven't released.
How often do you get? Oh, so we're not even going to hear this till fucking like July then.
Exactly. So you can tell us who you're going to be.
we release a podcast every Tuesday.
Oh, that's cool. I do mine every 2 weeks. Just, I don't have the time to do it every week.
I really wish that we had started the bar off very low and that we we released like on the last Friday of every month because we started releasing every
Tuesday.
We
have 7 in the bank right now.
It's true.
So if we did once a month, we'd, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we're going to do this interview and in 2022, it'll be released.
We'll release it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone will know about Trash Ambulance in 2020.
But we will have it out.
By then, we'll already be on the world tour with Cough Noise.
Yeah, we might actually put you guys on the map.
That's Cough true. Noise.
So by the time your EP is released, we will release this.
Either we should release this around the same time.
Either the week before or the week after. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Kristen, you guys play music on a show? I haven't listened yet. I am going to listen to your podcast.
That's okay. Nobody thank listens.
No, stop. Yeah, you should.
Everybody likes
it. Really good. We've had some really great interviews. And then
if everyone's like this, then fuck, why wouldn't I listen?
For sure. Yeah.
It's true. It's true. We have, I don't know, we've had some, we've had some.
Some juggernauts.
It would be better if you could see our sexy faces. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
It would
so
be.
We apologize for that.
Hey,
because
are you
your sexy faces.
Are you on Snapchat? For real?
I think I am.
Okay. Ryan is. I don't do that.
Okay, wait.
What is my name? I don't even know my Snapchat.
His is Ryan Ginger or something.
Yeah, it's Ryan Ginger.
Figure it out because I want to add you on Snapchat so that I can.
Does Trash have that? Trash has Instagram and that's it, I think. Or no, Facebook.
I don't even know what my Snapchat name is.
Kristen, you had a Mary Fuck Kill prepared for these guys.
Right. Yeah. Do you guys know, do you know Mary Fuck Kill, the game?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay. Well, now we have to do two. We have to do one for Ryan and one for Josh.
Okay.
Just Josh is fine.
Why? Ryan should do one.
Ryan, shut up. Ryan.
Come on, Ryan.
I'm drunk. This could end badly.
That's okay. I apparently married Danzig yesterday, so just keep going.
Yeah.
I'm out of vodka.
Okay. So this is...
Your vodka cider sounded pretty empty there, Jeff.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It's 1:30. Okay, wait, can I get another one?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Okay, wait.
We've refilled a few times on this podcast.
Okay, Kristen, don't say anything vitally important until I get back.
Okay. Fine, vitally important.
What she doesn't realize is that...
Let's talk about the new EP real quick. Let's talk about the new EP. So, no, just kidding.
Is there anything else you do want to like plug or tell us? How do we find Trash Ambulance on Facebook, you said?
All social media platforms. Yeah. Okay. Instagram, Facebook.
Except for Twitter.
You can find Josh on Twitter, though. He's dreamy.
Yeah, I'm on the Twitter machine.
You're ad dreamy?
No.
No, it's Josh86 with AW.
Okay. Oh,
I said he's dreamy.
Oh, okay. Well, you're like he's dreamy on Twitter, so I thought maybe that was his handle.
That's a good handle.
That's probably taken.
Yeah. Well, it could have been taken by Josh. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not that.
Okay, Kristen.
Okay, are you ready?
Mary Fuck Kill. Ready?
Okay, so this will be Josh's. And I hope you know who these people are. I think.
Yeah, that's why I said just Josh, because he's better at this than I am, but we'll try it.
Okay. Well, this is the harder of the two that I have. So we'll give this one to Josh. This is Punk Rock Wives.
Whoa, what happened? What just happened?
What?
You said I'm the harder of the two.
Yeah.
Carry on.
He's the one.
I'm giving you the harder of the two.
Oh! Back to the red tube.
Do you know what's so funny? Is these boys couldn't be more like Canadian prairie Alberta than they possibly are. And I don't know if anybody gets that other than like, I don't know, but you guys fit every single stereotype except for, I can't see you. Like, are you wearing like Carhartt?
Are you wearing Carhartt?
I'm currently sitting on a John Deere tractor or no, it's a Case New Holland.
Case New Holland.
Okay. Kristen, go. Marry, fuck, kill for Josh.
Are you sure? You're ready.
Ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, this is Punk Rock Wives.
Oh.
Okay. Nicole Richie. Do you know her and who she's married to?
She's married to a punk rocker?
Uh-huh.
Joel Madden?
She's married to Joel Madden.
Is he... Yeah.
Thanks, Jessica.
Well, Punk... Punk is loose.
From... what's his name?
I say Punk Rock loosely. Well, Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte.
Okay, but that's a great option. Okay, Nicole Richie.
And then the other Good Charlotte wife, Cameron Diaz, which is fucking insane. Yes.
How do those guys slay those girls?
I don't know.
Cameron Diaz is not even hot.
What?
She is in the mask.
No,
she's never looked better.
She was 20 years ago, but.
She was great in The Sweetest Thing. She was pretty sexy in that movie. Other than that, nah.
I love the rom-com references.
Something About Mary. She was super hot in that.
Okay. So Nicole Richie, Cameron Diaz. Who's the third?
Haley from Paramore.
Oh, I love Haley. Can I have Haley, please?
I don't know what Paramore is.
She's fucking amazing.
Well, we'll give this one to Ryan.
Can we pull it up? Okay, Ryan, you can have this.
Okay, Ryan, go.
So it's Mary Fuck Kill, Nicole Richie, Cameron Diaz, and
Haley. You know who she's married to? Who Haley's married to?
Me, in some sense.
No.
Anyway.
Chad Gilbert from New York.
I am definitely going to. Do I have to do it in order?
No.
Whatever order you want.
Whatever
I'm order. I'm marrying Haley 100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I am going to fuck Cameron Diaz and kill Nicole Richie. That's.
Whoa. Great.
Yeah.
Peace. I would probably do the same.
Yeah. Well, because Haley would be good forever.
Aw.
That was a perfect picture of your face going, aww.
Okay, Kristen, do you have another one that lined up? Do you have three?
I do.
Oh my God.
I have one more for Josh then. So these are like 80s chicks.
Oh, that should have been for me.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah, you're too young for 80s chicks.
Yeah, but he's seen them.
Don't be so sure.
He's seen them on, like, you know, People magazine or something. So
and I know Molly Ringwald. That's about it.
Oh, I love her.
Janine.
Well, maybe Lindwald. I should change it. Maybe I should.
No. Okay, what are they? Let's see.
Alyssa Milano.
Oh,
shit. I know her.
Come on. Debbie Gibson.
Oh.
Yep.
Do you know?
Blondie, Electric Blue.
She's blonde.
She was in Playboy.
She was.
Mm-hmm.
She's the blonde.
No, she's not in Blondie.
She is blonde.
She is blonde.
What's Blondie's name?
Debbie Harry.
Oh, there's too many Debbies.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, what's the third one?
She's 71 now.
She's amazing.
Debbie Gibson's really not that attractive.
What?
Okay, so wait. Debbie Gibson.
Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano and?
Tiffany.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, see, that's how I know her, with the bangs.
But see, I don't even know if you'd know them.
No. I know Tiffany.
I'd fuck Debbie Harry.
Debbie Harry's not in it.
Debbie Gibson.
I think we'd all fuck Debbie Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan, you take this one. I didn't know you're going to go all old on this shit.
I know. I'm sorry. I had him switched, and then you made me switch. So
no, you had it right the first time.
That's what I mean.
Stole the first one. So
okay. Josh. Well, do you want to come up with one quick, Jess, for Josh?
Well, I was just trying to think. I only know dudes. Like, I can't name three other girls. I mean, I could do a recent one. Like, okay, so Josh, because you're like a toddler.
31-year-old toddler.
I would say, okay, if you could, okay, Nicki Minaj, Beyonce, okay,
I know who her
is. And Rihanna.
Oh, why okay, that, all that?
Yeah, are you genre. Racist? Yeah. What's going on here?
Are you for noticing?
Are you for saying that?
Okay, I'd kill Nicki Minaj.
We don't see 100%. Color, so.
Okay, so you'd kill Nicki Minaj. I know they already know the answer. Yeah.
And I'd marry Beyonce.
Am obviously.
Clearly.
Does Jay-Z come in the package? No. And who's the other one? Rihanna? Rihanna. I guess
you'd bang.
Everyone wants to bang Rihanna anyways.
It's true. Yeah. Oh man. Ugh.
Oh man.
Okay. That was a terrible one because they were all really good. Right?
Well, not a huge Nicki Minaj fan myself, but
no.
She's kind of sexy, but she's got a big old butt.
Yeah, but there's nothing
in her face.
Wrong.
Isn't.
What was that? No, but she's got a really big old butt. There's nothing wrong with a big old butt, but I mean, it's like it's literally enhanced.
So a dime for every time is coming out. On Thousand Islands Records.
Thousand Island Records.
Yes,
that's correct.
Nice.
So Thousand Island Records comes
May 20th.
Out May 20th.
Sorry, 19th. The Friday.
Okay.
Is there anything else you guys want to tell us about the album? Anything you want to tell us?
It's like phenomenally good. And
what's your favorite song on the album?
Yes.
I think my favorite, shit. Probably Metronome. What about yours?
My favorite is probably Mulligan.
Cool.
It's a slower one.
So if we're going to wrap up today and we're going to play a song, do you guys want to pick the song we're going to wrap up with?
When is this going to be aired?
Right around the time.
2020. Oh,
so they're all like 5 years.
So we will release the podcast around the same time your album drops. So if you want, so you can pick like any punk rock song ever in the world, or you could pick something off of A Dime for Every Time. It's up to you.
Well, I feel like we should play our shit.
Yeah, clearly.
Well, there you go.
Fuck every other band. they always get the spotlight.
Well, it's already released, but maybe we'll play something different. How about a Hangover?
Sure. Hangover Drive.
So we're gonna that's the song we're gonna wrap up with Trashed Ambulance tonight.
Thank you guys so much for
this was fun.
Yeah. I'm drunk now.
I have a massage in 1 hour. Do you guys know that we just red tubed like what's about to happen? No, I do for real. She's coming here to give me a massage, and I
awkward. That's
really hot.
Awkward silence.
All right, let's quit while we're ahead, Jess.
Let's quit while we're ahead. Let's stop recording and. Yeah. Why don't you guys throw it out to our song that we're going to wrap up with? Josh, go.
All right. This song is Trashed Ambulance. Hangover Drive.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks. Have a good night.
Thanks for having us.